Well, as many schools open their doors for the new term today, and with the CAO sending out its second round offers to thousands of Leaving Cert students, it seems an appropriate time to take a look in the Minister for Education's own copybook and give Rory Quinn a continuous assessment grade as he enters a new academic year. Catherine Donnelly is Education Editor of the Irish Independent, and she joins me now. Catherine, thousands of uniforms donned across the country this morning for the first time since the long, hot summer of 2013. Including more children than ever, apparently, being taught in Educate Together schools and Gaelscoileanna.
Yes, that's true, although the numbers are still quite small. We have about 4,000 schools in the country overall, about 3,000 at primary level and about 700 at second level, or 750 maybe at second level. But of those, still, even with the changes that are coming in the system and have come, there's still, I mean, certainly 3,500 would be Catholic-run schools. That's, you know, so change is coming, but it's coming very slowly. But as it happens, this term, this year, there are 11 new schools opening, 7 at primary level and 4 at post-primary, to cater for growing populations around the perimeter of Dublin, say, or Cork. And all of those are multi-denominational, whether they're Educate Together or whether they're a Gaelscoile or a VEC school, they're all multi-denominational. So the winds of change are there, but slow.
Yeah. And more straws in the wind in terms of change, because a number of towns around the country have been offered a choice. Now, they may choose to leave things exactly as they are, but they're being offered the possibility of one of the schools that's been vested in a particular area changing to Educate Together or Gaelscoileanna.
That's right. And again, we're not expecting revolutionary changes.
I think it's only about 16
small
venues,
numbers, yeah. And even the Minister for Education, I think, would say that, you know, if he got maybe 20 to 50 schools to change over the next few years, you know, it would represent a big step. I suppose it'll vary maybe from place to place. You might see more of a movement maybe in a Dublin suburb, a Dublin area for greater choice than they have now. Maybe in rural Ireland, in a town where there's 5 or 6 Catholic schools, people might be reluctant to say, well, you know, to hand up their school. I think that's those conversations are going around the country. And I think there will be, well, I suppose there will be apprehension, because if something that's been there for 100, 150 years, they might be a little bit nervous about handing it up, yeah.
One thing that is happening in education is a huge increase in the numbers of kids who are starting school or who are in school at the moment, or who are moving on at the moment from primary school to secondary school. Give us an idea about the increase over, say, the last 10 years.
Well, I mean, we've had a baby boom here since the late 90s, so that has been feeding through the primary school system, and now we're starting to see it in the second level school system. I would think, yeah, I mean, the rough figures are that at primary level, the school population is increasing by about 10,000 a year as we speak, so we can expect maybe up to 10,000 extra pupils in the system next Monday than there were a year ago in the primary school system. It hasn't quite fed through to second level in those same numbers, but it is starting to show through. And I think next year we'll see it in the Leaving Cert figures. I think we're expecting to see an increase, you know, a more significant increase in Leaving Cert figures next year than we have seen for a number of years. Leaving Cert figures have been pretty stable for the last few years, but I think we're going to start seeing the effect of the ripple through from the baby boom through primary and now into second level and through to Leaving Cert next year.
Leaving Cert would be kind of, you know, somewhere mid-50s to low-60s.
It's going to move
more towards 70,000
eventually, not next year. It's sort of 56, 57,000 the last number of years. We might see it maybe going closer to 60,000 next year, which would be quite significant. But then over the next, the peak in primary is expected to come sort of between now and up to maybe 2019. And then that will ripple through to second level. So up to the mid-2020s, I think we would expect to see those bigger extra numbers in second level.
Now, that obviously will have budgetary consequences at primary level and secondary level. But I'm curious, when will it start to feed into third level? Because third level is a sector which does not have specific student-teacher ratios, as would be the case in primary and secondary level.
Well, Miles, the numbers are feeding through to third level already. We've seen since the crash in 2008 and the lack of jobs in areas, say, like the retail trade or the construction sector, the loss of that valve for school leavers who might have wanted to go straight into the workplace has already resulted in a big increase in the numbers applying for college and accepting college places. So third level, the increase in numbers in third level is happening, and it will continue to grow as well over the next decade. So every sector is stretched now, is absorbing extra numbers as we speak.
Yeah, and the budget in October is obviously on every minister's radar at the moment, but particularly the spending departments, and education is one of the big spending departments. And Rory Quinn, he was promising last week that he would protect education as well as he could, but there has been talk in the papers of cuts of up to 100 million in education. Would that be your best bet?
That is a reality, I think, for the minister and his advisers at the moment. Last year, the minister introduced cuts of 90 million. And when I say last year, that was last year's budget, but a lot of those cuts won't actually be felt in schools until next week. You know, for instance, changes in the pupil teacher ratio in the fee paying schools, that won't be felt until next week. Changes in there's a reduction in grants to schools, that won't actually be felt until next week. So he had about 90 million to find last year, and he found it. And at the beginning of this year, he thought he was through the worst of it, and that the savings for the budget coming up now would be about 44 million for 2014. In the event, it's now going to be about 100 million. It's more than double that, because what has happened in the meantime is they were proposing some changes to how they allocate resource teachers in schools from September. And there was, you may remember that, back before the summer holidays, and there was quite an outcry over that. So there was a bit of a rollback on that, which is going to cost him 23 million extra this year. And on top of that, next year this was something that was unforeseen, but the bill for the residential redress institutions, that compensation bill, is going to be up by about 40 million higher next year than they'd expected. So he is now looking at cuts of about 100 million.
Yeah, that's 107 million.
Whatever,
right there,
yeah. Your sums are better than mine. Yeah, it's as significant as last year, if not greater. Now, I suppose the only thing he might be hoping for, and all the people in the education system would be, that maybe the Minister for Finance finds his way to release more money into the system.
Or decides perhaps that we don't need to go for the 3.1 billion.
Well, exactly.
Cuts. Okay, but assuming that doesn't happen, assume that doesn't happen, the worst case scenario, what are the options that Rory Quinn has against the background of what we've just been discussing, a rising student population?
Well, the options are, I mean, none and none, really. It's, you know, in terms of trying to preserve the fabric of the education system, and indeed in terms of trying to develop it and to cope with those extra numbers. Like, it's not standing still. The obvious one would be in terms of affecting very quick and significant cost savings, would be changing the pupil teacher ratio, because about 80% of his budget is pay. So if he can introduce an increase in the pupil teacher ratio, he has a very immediate and quick very immediate and significant cost saving. But schools, in fact, are already dealing with bigger classes, so it's a very unpopular measure. So it would be a hard one to persuade people to accept.
Would it be fair to say that, where education is concerned, that not necessarily most of the gifts, but a lot of the gifts of the boom have been taken back in the last 4 years?
That's probably fair to say, because in the good years, you know, we saw, like, for instance, class size would be an example. From about 2002, there were concessions being made in relation to pupil teacher ratios, which did start to see a turnaround in Irish class sizes. And, you know, we were noticing a reduction when we looked at these international league tables. We were coming down that table. Now, then it stabilised, and now we're kind of creeping back up again. We're already the second highest in Europe, and we could be the highest in Europe, next year, the year after.
The CAO second round offers are out this morning. You've got going to college supplement in the Irish Independent today, which details it's a lot of small print involved in that one. But the second round offers, they don't obviously generate the drama of the first round, but they're very important for a small number of people.
They don't. In the first round, there was about 50,000 offers. So that's 50,000 students and their parents peppering, waiting to see what they got. Today, there were about 3,000 offers today, and about 1,200 of those would have been first-time offers to students who got nothing last week because they were shy of points. So that's very exciting for those, and it's also exciting for the other couple of thousand who are maybe getting a higher preference. Whether they want the higher preference now or not, we don't know, but 3,000 offers, it's not insignificant, and it will give people more choice about where they're going to go now next month.
So what else is on the education agenda for the year 2013-2014? seen?
Well, I suppose, I mean, in schools themselves, there, you know, things like curriculum changes that are coming down the way. And I suppose the most significant one that we're waiting for now would be the junior cycle reform, which will start, we'll start to see that changing next September when they introduce the new syllabus for English. And they're working on the National Council for Curriculum Assessment are working on that at the moment. In fact, they've had a they've put it out to consultation and they've invited people to sort of come up with suggestions about maybe, you know, what the reading material for 12 to 14 year olds should be. So there's a lot of work going into that at the moment. The junior cycle reform is obviously going to be phased in over 6 to 8 years, up to about 2020. But the change in the English is the first. But then, you know, we'll have to see then what they do in terms of other subjects, how they're going to change other subjects. And then, of course, schools will then be facing greater choices about whether they pupils will be offered some of the more traditional subjects like history and geography, or whether it might be better for their pupils maybe to have the choice of doing Mandarin and IT studies.
Somebody says change the schooling age from 4 to 5 years. That would save us a lot of money. There are a lot of students who are kids who are not starting already until they're 5 years of age.
That's right, yeah. We saw a sort of a bit of a change last year with that free preschool year that was introduced a number of years ago. That seems to have had a little bit of an effect of bumping up the school age, because parents were very anxious, obviously, to take advantage of a free preschool year. So having done that, it did push up the average age, the school
and
starting
age. And if they introduce a second one, which has been mooted,
yeah,
that would presumably would move that even further.
It would, so probably,
it would
yeah.
definitely be 5 years of age yeah. before you'd be starting. Joe in Dublin says, I did my leaving in 1996 and there were over 60,000 pupils then, so it's happened before. Hopefully Mr. Quinn has done his history lessons and learnt from them. One of the things that briefly is going to be changing for primary school students, apparently they're going to be seeing more male teachers in the classrooms. That's on the increase.
Well, yeah, although the numbers would be small, I think the figures are about, you know, the primary school teaching cohort is about 80%.
Yeah.
Any change in that is welcome. One of the points made is that, you know, with the changing nature of family life, some children mightn't have a male role model at home. So they feel that, you know, it's really important if they can have the opportunity of having a male teacher in school.
Catherine, thank you very much indeed. And as I said, going to college exam 2013 supplement is in the Irish Independent today. Catherine Donnelly is the education editor of said Irish Independent.